Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. With a rising economy and low interest rates and the receding trauma caused by the bursting of the real estate bubble in 2007 and 8, investors are regaining their appetite for real estate. Now, I speak to a lot of people, and many of them feel real estate is a superior and safer investment over stocks. And to me, that's highly debatable, but there is something about this particular asset class that people like. So, before you become a real estate investor mogul and start buying up properties like a game of Monopoly, you need to be aware of several unique aspects to real estate that can make or break an investment. And with me is CFP Board consumer advocate Eleanor Blaney, who outlines several aspects of real estate that investors should consider before buying investment property. Hi, Eleanor. Welcome back. I always love to have you on.
Well, it's great to be back with you, Steve. Thanks a lot.
Well, real estate investing is surging again, as I said, as the economy improves, interest rates remain low, and the bull market is, you know, kind of been floating up and down. And more investors, including retiring baby boomers, are looking for assets that will help generate income. So what are some of the nuances that a real estate investor should understand before making their first investment?
Well, right. Yes, absolutely. People are kind of regaining their appetite, but I think it's important to understand what real estate is and what it isn't. It is a unique asset class, and it's not just a pure alternative to other investments. It's something you need to incorporate into your portfolio. So maybe we'll start with real estate's not an alternative to the stock market. You mentioned that, you know, people may be saying, hey, I don't like this game in the stock market, so maybe I'll own real estate. And I have found this over and over again, and there's something about the tangibility of real estate. You can see it. You can, you know, unlock the front door. It's yours. That provides a kind of sense of, hey, this is not that crap game or the, you know, lottery that the stock market is. But that can be a little illusory. The point is, in a stock market, we get data constantly, day in, day out. We don't with real estate, but the fact that we're not getting the market movements or the data doesn't mean that there aren't major swings. And all we have to do is think back 6 or 7 or 8 years, and we may well remember the volatility that exists in real estate.
So when you go out and buy real estate on your own, you see a property that you like, or maybe it's a duplex or a condo or something like that. I mean, it's a business, isn't it?
It is a business. And, you know, it's going to be fairly significant. I mean, you could get involved in a stock market or buy a bond for, you know, $1,000 or $500. But with a piece of property, obviously the stake is much higher. If it's, you know, we're not talking about land here, but if there is a structure on it and you're buying it for rental purposes and so forth, yes, you have a business. You've got income coming in that can be unpredictable, and you've got expenses, some of which as well are unpredictable. So you need every bit of all your entrepreneurial skills and, you know, training to manage this. Indeed a business.
Yeah, you need the time as well. And if you're just starting out, you have to gain experience in some way. And a lot of that experience will be gained by making mistakes. And it's an expensive proposition. I mean, you have to put money down up front, right? You're going to borrow money most likely. You've got interest and taxes and insurance. And I think one of the areas that people will underestimate is the area of maintenance and repairs, right?
Maintenance and repairs. I sometimes say, you know, your stocks and bonds, well, they'll keep you up at night worrying about it, but they don't call you in the middle of the night. Whereas a tenant can call you. And, you know, you're online for responding to that. Or you can always hire a property manager, and many people do, but that is going to be a corresponding expense. So, you know, all of these things need to be factored in. I will also mention you need to be very smart about the tax treatment of rental real estate or an investment in real estate, because it can get pretty complicated.
Yeah, give me an example of that.
Well, for example, you know, we know that there's the passive versus active management of real estate that depends on, you know, are you doing this as a full-time business? Mm-hmm. Or is it like a second property that you lease out? Is it a vacation property? There are strict rules about when it counts as vacation and therefore what is taxable when it is in fact a bona fide rental.
You know, there's also aspects in real estate. You know, the old expression that the three most important factors in buying real estate are location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to have local knowledge when you're coming into a market as to what area you're buying in. Is it an area that is growing and improving, or is it in decline? What are the demographics in the area? Do they actually fit the kind of renter that you're looking for? It's not just that easy to go around and find an inexpensive property and, you know, just think that you're going to be able to get some kind of above market rent or stick some money in it and be able to charge more. I mean, you've really got to think this thing through, because I have really seen countless investors who have done this, and I always ask them, so are you cash flow positive or negative? And I would say most of them really are at best break even. Many of them are still negative, and it's the rare one that actually is cash flow positive.
Or they may not know.
They may not, and that's even worse.
That's even worse, yeah. Absolutely. You know, the problem is it's very difficult for just the average investor to get the right amount of diversification.
Mm.
Because if you buy a single property, as you say, you really have to understand the market, rental rates, going rates, you know, the development prospects in that area. So the more, you need so much more knowledge if you're going to buy a single property. The way to get around that intense investment in information and, you know, the business planning would be to buy several properties. But now we're talking about some fairly big dollars.
Yeah. My guest is Eleanor Blaney. She's a CFP board consumer advocate. And she's written an article recently, The Real Facts Behind Real Estate Investing. And really the idea here, guys, we're not discouraging anybody from doing this. Real estate investing can be very profitable. Just trying to set the parameters in your own mind so you don't make the serious mistakes that so many people make by not really thinking it through and thinking that just somehow owning real estate is going to be enough. I think the other part of real estate that one must look out for is the lack of liquidity. You know, you can buy and sell a stock or a bond every minute of every trading day. Real estate is something that takes time to sell, and it can be expensive with sales commissions and the like.
Absolutely. You're not necessarily going to be able to get your money out of the investment when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I think that when we're talking about a real estate investment, we're also talking about having some major reserves, both for maintenance for the property, but also for your own personal planning.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. You know, oftentimes people get into real estate because they want out of something else, or they see it as a better alternative. But I think you have to not be moving away from something, kind of backing into it. You really have to go toward it very affirmatively, well-informed,
yeah,
prepared, having done your financial and business planning.
Yeah, and make sure it's not money that you're going to need in cases of emergency and the like, because the last thing you really want to do is buy real estate that is economically sensitive. You find yourself and your own employment is economically sensitive. Let's say that you have the possibility of getting laid off. So at the same time, you're lacking for income, you're looking for cash. The real estate market is soft too, and it's a double whammy. So you have to be very careful to make sure you have enough liquid assets outside of all your investments to cover all that. And real estate is, in a sense, an illiquid asset. We only have a few seconds left, but I want to talk a little bit about volatility, because the volatility of the stock market really distresses so many people. And yet real estate doesn't really seem that volatile on a day-to-day basis. Why is that?
Well, I think we don't open up the paper and see our property listed, you know, second
yeah,
by second or day by day or even month by month in terms of, you know, pricing. And, you know, we don't have thousands and thousands of buyers bidding for our property and so forth. You know, we don't see the volatility because we're not registering the price movement.
Mm-hmm. And that could be a good thing, right?
Absolutely, can be a great thing.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I've often dealt with people who say, oh, you know, real estate is a great investment. It's nothing like the stock market. And it's simply because they're not feeling. That's more their risk aversion or mm-hmm. their reaction to volatility. So they're just not seeing it or feeling it. And so it seems a lot safer. But I think that can be a little bit, it's great to be knowledgeable, can be a great investment, but it's not necessarily going to be better than, you know, the stock market, bond market. It All may right. be a good addition to.
Well, to find out more about Eleanor and this topic and to hear this interview again, don't forget to join the conversation at onthemoneyradio.org. My guest is Eleanor Blaney, CFP consumer advocate. Eleanor, what is the website address of the CFP board?
Well, for our consumers, we have letsmakeaplan.org
okay,
website with
nice.
Lots of articles about all sorts of topics. You can read my periodic blog as well as other CFP blogs on the website, as well as find a CFP professional.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an area with real estate investing where having some professional advice would really be a good idea. So to look for one in your area, you can go to letsmakeaplan.org and type in your zip code and a few specifications, and you can find those CFP professionals who may be good fits for you.
Letsmakeaplan.org. Thanks, Eleanor.
Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.